Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Here for the next 4 hours. Well, we are truly living south of heaven now. Just yesterday, we broke down the propaganda around the Western world, from Australia to the United States, from Germany to England, from Scotland to Spain, with all the paid pundits saying, the time for forced injections has come. We're going to come to your house and forcibly inject you. And if you resist us, the army will kill you. Everybody from Howard Stern to Kramer on CNBC. And, of course, that was lockstep with the unelected president of the European Union Commission that actually runs the EU, set up in 1956 in the Treaty of Rome. Look it up. The entire group running it are literally Austrian-Hungarian Empire royalty, but they, of course, got rid of their titles. The last head of it was in a family. The new head of it is connected to that. And literal royal Germans are announcing that they've taken over the European Union and that forced injections are about to begin. I told you to expect Germany within a week to announce forced inoculations door-to-door with the military. This will be shown all over the news worldwide like it's normal, so it can then be brought here. And sure as hell, the dictator Merkel, who's staged elections, the communist globalist Merkel, has handed power over to the new puppet government. And they have announced February 1st, door-to-door forced injections to begin. A civil war will break out. Even 1% of the Germans that are not injected fight back. It will be catastrophic. But they have no other choice now. If Hitler would have just said there was a disease and he had a vaccine and he was invading countries to save them, he probably would have won World War II. The globalists have bought up the media. The globalists have bought up the academia. The globalists have set up big tech to censor and control. And now they are making their move. And it's being reported by Fox News, by Peter Doocy, who's a Doocy of a reporter. He's amazing. Does more than all the other corporate media in the field together. Biden is set to announce in a few hours draconian controls and threaten the public that anyone that is not vaccinated will be locked in their houses in blue cities. So everything you see in Germany, everything you see in Australia, everything you see in Spain is coming here if you put up with it. Thomas Jefferson was once asked in a letter, what is the level of tyranny in which humans will accept, to which mankind will accept and live? And he said, it is the exact level that you will accept. Whatever level you will accommodate. That's really true. You see, there's not a vacuum in nature. So when you don't stand up for your freedoms and you don't care about your freedoms, bad people will come in and fill the vacuum and you will end up a slave. And maybe the first managers, you know, aren't that bad, but they always get replaced by worse people. And finally, you end up with pure evil. People that want to roast your children on a spit and eat them in front of you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on. global corporate exterminist operation using COVID-19 as the pretext to establish total martial law. And the killing's just getting started. We have launched the most important sale of the year, because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Germany, for over 20 months, has been under martial law lockdown. Germany runs the European Union. The European Union was a project of a man you may have heard of, Adolf Alois Hitler of Austria. That's on record. He also invented the Volkswagen and the modern highways and so many other things that the left doesn't want you to know about, because the Nazis were a leftist movement. Why do I raise that point, ladies and gentlemen? Well, the head of the European Union, the unelected president of the Commission, that's been operating since 1956 under treaty. Oh, yeah, people thought they were just signing a treaty back in 56. No, that was putting this commission over their governments. She announced that they need to prepare for forced inoculation EU-wide. I said, within a week, you will see Merkel announce forced inoculations, forced injections of the GMO Franken clot shot, death shot. Well, she did it quicker than that. This morning, German time, about 10 hours ago, they announced, ladies and gentlemen, that forced injections will begin in February. Door-to-door with the police. That puts you into a database. It's total control. And obviously the shot is linked to massive cardiac problems and cancer and turns off your DNA so that you rapidly age and die. Bare minimum, probably get cancer, depending on the case. That's in mainline studies. So this is their depopulation weapon. And the police of Germany, when they follow these orders, are now walking the exact steps of where the Germans went 70-plus years ago. And remember the Nuremberg trials. Just saying following orders did not cut it. Now, a lot of police have joined and military have joined the protesters by the millions. And so the majority of them don't like what's happening. So they're now bringing in special thugs and deputizing them. They're not having wearing badges, who will then go out and try to intimidate the public. But this is the cover for martial law. I mean, if they can put in your body an experimental GMO shot that makes you sick and kills you, if they can censor everybody that's against it, if they can shut down all the businesses that they say are non-essential, that will collapse civilization into their control. And so what you see happening in Germany and Australia and everywhere is coming here. And Biden is set to announce more draconian controls today. In fact, let's get that clip ready, and we'll play it here in just a moment. Alert, Fox's Peter Ducey says that today the White House plans to announce some of the strictest COVID restrictions on Americans yet. But they're not COVID restrictions. They are the cover, the training wheels for martial law. And now, as you can see, the training wheels are coming off. Forced injection in your homes, no matter how many times the media says, oh, it used to happen in the past, that's not true. A few areas in the South tried it on black people in the 20s at the height of eugenics, and that later was outlawed in those areas. So, yeah, bad things have been done before. Doesn't mean that because bad things were done before, they can do it again. They already tried this before, ladies and gentlemen, and again, it has nothing to do with protecting you. It's all about power and control over your body. You could argue that real vaccines can actually help people, and when they're not tainted and not toxic, they have 100% efficacy in many cases. These are not vaccines. They erase your immunity. And I know this audience knows that, but the mere act and the power and the control of being able to roll something out that hurts people publicly and they still get away with it gives them total, absolute dominance. And from there, they are going to bankrupt all the major private banks, all the private industry, and consolidate it under the Great Reset in their own words. Also, there is a standoff going on at the New York police standoff. New York police and standoff with armed man at United Nations HQ. We do have some sources in the SWAT team. I'll leave it at that. We've got some calls out. Heavily armed New York City police have surrounded the area outside the UN headquarters on East River and are reportedly negotiating with a person carrying a gun. The NYPD has issued a traffic alert for the intersection of 42nd Street and 1st Avenue right outside the UNHQ and said the public should expect emergency vehicles in the surrounding area. So we'll continue to watch that as it unfolds. There's some of the footage of what's happening now that Newsmax happened to have a reporter on the ground. Literally 50 yards down from where you see those police up the road north there, they have big banners up saying, soon you will own nothing and have nothing, and soon you will not live in a city, you will live in a commune, and then it shows like concrete bunkers that people live in. It just shows you something dystopic and says, this is good, to normalize it. So here's the headlines. Germany imposes national lockdown on non-injected. Oh, but the other people that have their travel passes, the good little slaves, they get to go outside. But the key is, buried in that is Merkel, the outgoing dictator's comments, announces nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated, total discrimination. Germany on Thursday announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated as its leaders backed plans for mandatory vaccinations in the coming months. Unvaccinated people will be banned from accessing all but the most essential businesses, such as supermarkets and pharmacies. To curb the spread of coronavirus, oh yes, outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel with her successor Olaf Scholz announced Thursday following crisis talks with regional leaders. Oh, they've got way more deaths and way more illnesses, they say, from COVID than they did last year. And their hospitals are now actually full. And the German statistics out of their own government say the majority are the vaccinated and they're twice as likely to die of COVID or other illnesses if you're, quote, double vaxxed. And now Germany says you got to take a third or a fourth. You're like, well, that's the death of logic. Even if this stuff works, you shouldn't make us take it. But you see, they want that power and just to drive you into total and complete submission now. So let's put up the show headline for everybody. Because what's incredible is every time they roll out more controls, they always bury their real aim in the article. The big story is not lockdown 2 being here. I've been telling you that's coming for a long time. You could tell it was. Was putting the anti-terrorism legislation and the anti-terrorism executive orders that Biden signed in June saying the main threat is people protesting lockdowns. Gee, what do you think's coming? The Fourth Reich is here. Germany announces new lockdowns. Forced injections to start February 1st. Germany has now taken full control of the European Union and has announced plans to force COVID injections on the public. Again, Germany has now taken full control of the European Union and has announced plans for forced COVID injections to begin continent-wide. Today, Deutschland. Tomorrow, the world. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Biden is set to follow suit by launching new draconian restrictions today. Tune in. Spread the link. It's an exact program. It's an exact operation. They squeeze, 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 then say, oh, just take the shots, take the digital ID, take the vaccine passport, take the social credit score, and you'll be free. And then those that comply are given a little bit of room, but then they clamp back down even more. And then those that don't submit are totally locked up and taken to camps. The CDC's own website has the shielding operation where they say they're going to lock down every town, every city, and have armed block captains that control where you can go and what you can do. We are literally going to have communists running around pointing weapons at us. And most of your gun owners, when they do it, will actually give them the guns and say, would you like to have my children? I mean, that's who America's become. But not everyone has become this, ladies and gentlemen. Not everyone has bowed down to all of this, but they are taking microchips in Europe under government auspices in Sweden and other countries. There's footage on screen. If you really want to be cool and trendy, you get your vaccine pass right in your hand. There's just so many injections, so many violations, so much rape. They want control over our bodies to force us into the metaverse.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Reached out to our sources that are on the ground in New York, and they said that it appears to be somebody trying to be suicided by a cop. They don't know what's in the bag, but he probably looks what it has to be a gun, and the police are just trying to get him to put it down so they don't kill him. Doesn't look like it's some type of terror attack on the terrorist compound that is the United Nations. But we don't want any violence against them, because then that turns the UN into the victim. We want to politically expose them. Okay, here's what's going on. We have a really interesting lady joining us in the second hour. I had a chance to meet her in person in San Antonio a few weeks ago, General Flynn, Melissa Tate. And I think that she's one of the smartest young women out there fighting the globalists. And she also grew up in an African country that was a paradise until the authoritarian communists took over, and she'll describe what that was like coming up next hour. And then I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour, the entire third hour, and then the Kate Daly takes over in the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer today. The time that we're in is so insanely important that I think it's very, very central to be calm about this and really let things sink in. Now, when I give you that advice, I'm giving myself that. You saw me get really angry yesterday and get upset, and that was very real. And that was me passionately trying to fight these people as much as I can with the truth and with the information and with the oratory skills. And it certainly has its place in motivating people. But we need to just sit back and really decide what we're going to do and then start taking action. Because the images of Obama and Fauci going to public schools with big lines of elementary students, looking scared, staring up at the monsters while they helped the, quote, nurses, the executioners, the medical workers, inject them with the evil GMO garbage. So I was already upset seeing that in the morning, and then I read about how they're announcing forced inoculations and dictatorship in Europe and how that's the same crew running the whole planet. And witnessing then people escaping camps and checkpoints in Australia. And then the first 30 pages of 500 a month order to be released by a federal judge of Pfizer and the FDA. And the first 30 pages say thousands of deaths, massive increases in miscarriages, thousands of miscarriages, blood clots, heart attacks. And they tried to suppress that. We already knew that. We could see it happening. But to know that they know, and then they knew this in February, because they're only releasing stuff from the second half of January. Remember, the shot started mid-January. So they released 2 weeks of data of adverse reactions, or adverse events, AEs. And I should just only be covering that here today, again. But, oh, they just hope we glaze over it, and then that's it. No, these are murderers. These are criminals. And when you watch the children scared in the videos of Obama and Fauci, I mean, and their parents clutching them and holding them, it's like watching a crocodile walk over and, you know, grab a kid at Disney and drag it into the pond and eat it. But it's going to be done in slow motion. So this just tears my guts out. And we're going to be breaking it down today. But let me do this. This is a shorter segment. A longer segment's about to come up. I'm going to talk about something when we come back that if you do it, and if I do it, we're going to win very quickly. And Tucker Carlson understands this, and that's why he's a leader. Tucker Carlson did not go on TV last night and endorse me because he wanted to just fawn over Alex Jones. He signed as John Hancock on the Declaration of Independence 2.0. And the way you do that is say Alex Jones was right. That's the revolutionary, I am Spartacus. When they came to find Spartacus to kill him, you know, the gladiator slave revolt leader, he'd already been killed. They didn't know it. The Romans were killing thousands of people saying, tell us where he is. And they kept saying, I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. It's not Alex Jones he's talking about. It's all of us. It's populism. And so they ridicule me. They lie about me. They sue me. They demonize me. They attack my family. I understood that. And I believe that other men and women would see what was happening and stand up. And I could be an example to others of perseverance. And so Tucker is better spoken than I and more focused than I. And he does a wonderful, fabulous, very populist, very liberal show. Classical liberal, not modern leftist. And he understands that. Just like Joe Rogan went on air 2 weeks ago and said, Alex Jones is always right. Well, I'm really right most of the time. But it's a saying just to say, in the general main, I'm dead on. And when people adopt my perspective, it's not my view or what I said was going on, so it magically popped out. When people actually look at things from the angle I'm looking at and go, oh, my God, they're going to see everything. And I'm going to show you some footage when we come back before I play the Tucker Carlson to really illustrate this. And if you're a radio listener, I really want you to go to band.video or infowars.com/show to the Alex Jones section and get the live feed so you can see this for yourself. Because this is an allegory and a parallel that really explains everything. There's something we're going to show you in the Florida Everglades that is a perfect analogy. And it ties into Tucker Carlson and everything that's happening. And if you do this mind trick with yourself, you can get control of your mind like Elon Musk has been talking about by removing their software and then operating on the software God originally gave you. Also, I want to thank the listeners for your support. When you buy books and films and water filters and air filters and shortwave radios and other survival gear at InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the very tip of the spear and changing the world. So the success I've had is your success. We are a family. This is a wonderful time, despite its pain, because it's really showing us who's good and who's bad. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. A tale of two cities. But now, with all the things the globalists are doing and all the things they're up to, it's time to boost your immune system and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win, all at the same time. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, free shipping, double Patriot points, 40% off. Store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com. And I hope we back the globalist off and things get better. But as bad as things are, war could start with Russia or China any day. We could be off the air any minute. That could be it. No more communications. You never see me again. I never talk to you again. I never see you again. So take every day as potentially our last, even being able to communicate. I'd get those InfoWars t-shirts now. I'd get those films. I'd get those books. I'd get that information. I'd save the shows. I'd download them and put them on thumb drives. Because in the future, if the enemy gets to the next level and we don't back them off, this information will be like platinum. It will not be allowed anywhere. You'll be sent to a FEMA camp if you have it. But out of the information we cover here, we will beat these people. We don't have a choice. They're coming to kill us anyways. They are coming to kill you and your family. Know that. Their plan is to murder you and your family. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. Okay. Let me play a little bit of Tucker Carlson's defense of free speech and defense of journalism last night. Why would he come out knowing he's going to be attacked and say Alex Jones is a better journalist than mainstream media, than ABC, CBS, CNN? Well, because it's true. They lie to you on purpose. They're bought and paid for. They promote the ongoing tyranny of the COVID lockdowns. They prop up Joe Biden. And so all these Republicans and all these establishment types who aren't really globalists go along with the system because they're scared of the dying, dead dinosaur media, the zombie media, because it's been dead a long time. Tiny viewerships. Local AM radio shows that are number one in their town have up to 50 to 100,000 people listening to them in big cities. CNN doesn't have 100,000 viewers on their average show system-wide. They have to pay to be in the airports. And so he is basically saying, hey, I don't go along with the system. I'm not scared of ridicule by them. I like Alex Jones. Not because he's trying to prop up Alex Jones. Not because he's trying to earn brownie points with me. Because Tucker Carlson knows that I'm a good person that's trying to tell the truth and that is really on to the New World Order and understands what's happening and that we better break with the system or it's all over. Because when you're going along with the surface propaganda, you don't see the forest for the trees. You don't see when your feet are dangling over the side of the culvert, when your feet are dangling over the side of the creek, that while you're looking at that little bass swimming up to your lure, you didn't see an alligator swimming right up underneath your feet about to attack you. I'm going to show some of that footage in a minute of a family, and they're there on the side of the road with a culvert, and they're trying to catch some bass in Florida, and they don't see because they're busy looking at the little bass in the reeds that a big old 15-foot alligator is coming up to eat the little girl. But as soon as you see the alligator, once they see it and jump up and point it out, you can't unsee it. But when you're looking at the bass and looking at the lure, you can't help as a hunter, as a human, who is designed to focus on your goal and what you're looking at, that while you're looking at the magician's beautiful assistant, he's getting the next trick ready and putting the rabbit in the compartment under the hat. So while they're looking at the fish and the lure, right here is an alligator about to eat the little girl. And then finally they stand up and look and see it last minute and don't die. You see, that's the Alex Jones moment when you pull back and go, wait, they want me to see this and that. But let me pull back. Whoa, there's the New World Order alligator, the crocodile about to eat you right there. And that's my allegory of this. So Tucker has the understanding that we're not going to get out of this tyranny unless we break with the system and get out of their mind control and expand our awareness. We need the 35,000 foot view and we need the 1-inch view. Instead, we're only focused on one little tiny corner of something instead of the big picture. So here's Tucker last night, really picking a fight with the establishment and throwing down the gauntlet. And this is what everybody else needs to do, is stop being scared of InfoWars. Stop being scared of talking about the New World Order or the globalist or all these real things. The New York Times will call you names if you talk about globalists and say it doesn't exist. They have globalist conferences calling themselves globalists. Stop letting them bully you. Embrace liberty and freedom. Alex Jones was right, is the maxim. They're scared of it. Here's Tucker Carlson.
The January 6th committee has been an exercise in armed political intimidation. How did it start? You may have forgotten. Congress formed the committee after several members of the U.S. Capitol Police, the same people responsible for protecting members of Congress, anonymously commanded them to do it. So effectively, it was a ransom note. Prosecute our political opponents. That's an order from your bodyguards. Amazingly, they did it. So from the very first day, the January 6th committee was never about gathering information. Obviously, Congress already has the information. Nancy Pelosi knows exactly how many federal agents were in the crowd that day. She won't tell us. Pelosi could release thousands of hours of videotape evidence from January 6th. She refuses to do that. So whatever else this is, don't let them lie to you. This is not a fact-finding effort. This is a highly obvious attempt to punish critics of the Democratic Party. And for months, that's exactly what the committee has been doing. Using the pretext of January 6th, Biden's Justice Department has indicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. What? What was his crime exactly? Oh, talking about election fraud on a radio show.
You know what we're going to do?
Pelosi's January 6th committee.
I usually nail it, but I looked at the time on this video wrong. It's a little bit longer than I thought. So we're going to go to break in 4 or 5 minutes, come back, and I'll play it from the start again and then give commentary. But let me just speak to what he was getting to right there. Steve Bannon is asking for their subpoenas to him to be public, which in almost every case they would. They're declaring a bunch of weird national security stuff and saying no. And now he's trying to subpoena the committee, which you're supposed to do in a criminal case, and they're saying no. He's been indicted for contempt of Congress, 2 counts. And it's the same thing with my civil cases that the Democrat Party runs. We gave them everything they wanted that wasn't even related to defamation. And they just lied and said we didn't. But they, again, overstepped with Owen Schroyer because they never subpoenaed him. They never deposed him. They never asked him for a single thing. And they said he, too, is defaulted for not giving them information. They don't even care if the fraud is totally transparent anymore. They're going for broke. They believe they control the military and the Justice Department and the media, but they don't control the military. The military hates the New World Order. They don't control the public's mind. We hate the mainstream media. What, you stole the election, so that means you're legitimate? Everybody hates Joe Biden. So as long as we're aware of that and understand their tricks, they're going to fail. Their problems are more lockdowns, more fear, more division, telling the vaccinated, oh, you're sick because of the unvaccinated, which is a total fraud on his face, and moving against us. And then, so they can be the victims, attacking their own facilities, bombing Pfizer, bombing Moderna, bombing Bill Gates' facility in Washington State. That's the kind of stuff that's in their quiver. That's their arrows. Do not do it. Do not be violent. Do not engage in anything that would turn these people into victims. Expose the science. Expose how they're killing us. Expose their eugenics backgrounds. Expose how they lied about the shots working when they actually do work to make you sick and erase your immune system. And continue to hammer them and hammer them and hammer them. Let me go ahead and show the crocodile footage now, and we'll come back and play the Tucker Carlson footage. This is Florida Everglades, never fails to amuse and terrify. And you can find it there on Cape Coral Jade's channel. And here's the family at the culvert fishing, and they don't see the alligator right there about to eat their daughter, who's sitting on the edge of the culvert on the pipe under the road so water can flow to the other side of the stream because they're too busy looking at the lure and the little fishies in the water. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. He's like, Babe, come look. Watch me fall in. Gators? Where'd he go?
He said, that's plastic.
The gator car was sniffing.
I know,
he's oh my god.
Oh, yes.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
I just got.
Oh my god.
Don't be
guys, I'm not kidding.
Stop right there.
Oh.
We're going to come back with the rest of it next segment. But the point is, the little girl sees the gator. She's toddling her feet, the little six-year-old, right above it. It's about to kill her. About to grab her. And she's like, oh, look, the gator thought I was slipping. That's because he's coming up to get her. And then they're not listening to the child. And finally they go, whoa, my gosh, see? I'm like a little kid. I'm just dangling my feet. Going, oh, there's the gator. People don't see it yet. Once you see it, well, then you're all Alex Jones. That the globalist or predator is coming to kill you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As he went along his way.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Very honored and thankful to be here.
What's a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows.
And if you're a radio listener, you hear me describing it. A family, a mother, a father, several of their children, their younger daughter, has her feet hanging over the side of a culvert at the Everglades, and they're catching bass. And you see little fish about to hit their lure. And the little girl's going, oh, look, the gator's over here, the gator. They're not listening. They're busy watching the dad and the bass run into the water, not knowing that the gator is coming up to the little girl. And she's like, oh, he thought I was going to slip in, because she sees him coming in her. She's thinking, oh, he thinks I'm jumping in with him. She's not even thinking he's about to kill her. But she would drag her under, drown her, and then put her under a sunken log till she rot. Became rotten so he could, you know, eat her. That's how they do it. They age your meat. So it doesn't matter if you're at Disney World and your child's playing in the backyard at the condo you rent and they didn't clean out alligators, your child's going to get eaten too. But the point is, once you see that alligator, you can't unsee the alligator, ladies and gentlemen. Once you see the tiger in the bush or the lion about to eat or the wolf, or the predator, the Fauci, you can't unsee it. But imagine people that don't see it. They're there, oh, Fauci and Obama are here to help us at the at the elementary school. Aren't they nice? They care so much about the children. Meanwhile, they have all the documents, the facts. They knew. They suppressed it. It's going to ruin their immune systems. It's going to give so many of them heart problems. And God knows what else. Kills almost all the rodents they did studies on it with. But people can't get their mind around it's a predator. They just can't believe it. Because they're busy. Oh, the school play's coming up. Oh, my cell phone. Oh, my in-laws are coming down. Oh, we're going to go see a movie tonight. And you're distracted with a little fishing lure the globalists have put in front of you of Netflix while you're already basically in the alligator's belly. So that's where we are. So Tucker Carlson understands that. He understands that InfoWars is the most accurate overall operation out there. He can do his own research and everything we talk about. He can see it's there. And it's being adopted. I mean, Joe Rogan sounds more and more like Alex Jones every day. It's not that Joe's even listens to me. He now gets the perspective. He sees the alligator. He sees the elephant in the room. It's just like subliminal images. You see an image on a wall. You can't tell what it is. But as soon as somebody points it out, you can't unsee it. That's really what Reset Wars is all about. And it drops at ResetWars.com on December 7th. Hard to believe, just 5 days from now, and you'll learn all about it then. Biggest thing we've done yet. So I am extremely blessed and honored to be in the zeitgeist. And you put me there. You kept us here. This is all of our victory. As bad as things are, at least we're the tip of the spear, and humanity's got a fighting chance, and the globalists admit their programs of control are not going so well. People are ready to hear the truth now. And the red pill is InfoWars. InfoWars is the symbol. Alex Jones was right, is the maxim. And I said that just yesterday. And you saw what Tucker Carlson said at night. He agrees. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not talking about our private conversations. But he understands we need a chain reaction of leaders and of men and women to recognize the truth and say no to the globalist. We're not going to get out of this if we don't do it. The New World Order is very serious. The New World Order is very, very dangerous. The New World Order means business. And we're here now. We're not, oh, New World Order's coming. We're not, oh, you better listen or this is going to happen. We now know basically exactly what they're going to do. It's just the time frame is a little fluid. But the good news is we know. So we can make preparation for it and be who we were designed by God to be. This is the big test. Here's Tucker Carlson last night.
The January 6th committee has been an exercise in armed political intimidation. How did it start? You may have forgotten. Congress formed the committee after several members of the U.S. Capitol Police, the same people responsible for protecting members of Congress, anonymously commanded them to do it. So effectively, it was a ransom note. Prosecute our political opponents. That's an order from your bodyguards. Amazingly, they did it. So from the very first day, the January 6th committee was never about gathering information. Obviously, Congress already has the information. Nancy Pelosi knows exactly how many federal agents were in the crowd that day. She won't tell us. Pelosi could release thousands of hours of videotape evidence from January 6th. She refuses to do that. So whatever else this is, don't let them lie to you. This is not a fact-finding effort. This is a highly obvious attempt to punish critics of the Democratic Party. And for months, that's exactly what the committee has been doing. Using the pretext of January 6th, Biden's Justice Department has indicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. What? What was his crime exactly? Oh, talking about election fraud on a radio show. That's illegal now. Pelosi's January 6th committee had him arrested. Liz Cheney, by the way, who is being used as a Republican cover for all of this, stood back and watched it happen. Liz Cheney should be ashamed, but she's become far too degraded for shame, unfortunately. And Bannon, by the way, is not the only prominent Republican who might go to jail. The committee has now subpoenaed several former Trump advisors, as well as the fiancé of another. They've even subpoenaed Roger Stone yet again. Where was Stone on January 6th? He was in a hotel room as the Capitol was being breached. He had literally nothing to do with it. But it doesn't matter. He's criticized Joe Biden. He could be going to jail again. Now the committee has decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist. Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he has been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian or Margaret Brennan of CBS. Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him. But Alex Jones makes fun of Joe Biden, so the January 6th committee is threatening him with prison. Now, the irony here, and there are many layers of irony here, but the main one is that Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th. We're not running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact because we looked into it in some detail for Patriot Purge, which is our three-part documentary series on Fox Nation. Here are the facts.
I just want them to hear this message. Look at this crowd. We are the people that you must represent.
January the 6th was all about. It was just about making sure that if you called yourself a conservative, that you stood with the conservative movement. And unfortunately, it spiraled out of control. We coordinated with the U.S. Capitol Police nearly every day. A lot of people don't know that Stop the Steal actually had a permit on the Capitol grounds. So not the Capitol itself and not the Capitol Plaza, the Capitol grounds, Lot 8, we had a permit. So let's just imagine this. 20 to 50,000 people inside the President's Park. We're sitting there at the very front. I'm dead center of the President, front row. A Trump campaign staffer walks up to me and says, you know, I'll leave. There are people leaving the overflow. And there are already tens of thousands of people at the U.S. Capitol. With your presence and the presence of Alex Jones, why don't you guys walk down Pennsylvania, gather people together.
We're coming for patriots!
And then position them for your rally on Lot 8. I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace because I was scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech.
We're building America up. We're here to take our rightful country back. Please hurry.
I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was I need to get them to the other side and I need to get them to Lot 8.
Let's march around to the other side!
And all we have are equipped with are megaphones. Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us. Out of 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
So the trailer of that documentary got a lot of attention. If you haven't seen the documentary itself, we think that you should. It's called Patriot Purge. We think it is the most comprehensive, the most honest, the most fact-based account of what actually happened on January 6th and what has happened on the basis of January 6th that has been made. We're really proud of it. You can start streaming Fox Nation, by the way, by going to Tucker.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.